Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Meryl.
Hey.
Hi, madam. How are you?
Long story short, there's this dude who won't really see me again, and I'm confused because things were going really well, and I just don't understand why all of a sudden he's like kind of giving me the cold shoulder.
So by things were going really well, you went out with him a few times, I'm guessing?
Yeah, so we went out a couple times. Everything was really great. I definitely felt like it was kind of getting towards relationship material.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to meet my family this last time.
Ooh,
but he just never...
okay,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, so like definitely getting serious. He never showed up, which is lame, and he won't tell me why. And so I don't know if he's just like nervous to meet my parents or what the deal is.
Wait,
it's not really cool.
So the day he was supposed to meet your family, he stood you up, and then you haven't heard from him since?
That's not a good sign.
No, so... He did stand me up. Yes, he did not meet my family. I mean, we've talked a couple times, and he's just, like, really, like, secretive about why he didn't show up. Like, oh, yeah. Sorry, I just couldn't make it. Yeah, like, just lame stuff.
You don't see that as some sort of sign that maybe you shouldn't get... You're calling us because you want to see this guy again?
Well, I just want to know, because if he's just nervous to meet my parents, like, it's not a big deal. Like, we don't have to do that, but I just want to know why. If it's because he's like a then fine, I won't see him again. But if it's just he's nervous and he's like scared, I want to know.
You could just put it off.
Pebble, do you smell that?
What's that?
Desperation.
Oh, stop.
It's Meryl's perfume. Okay, hang on the phone. We'll call him next. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just talked to Meryl, and she wants us to call this guy Dave, who the last time she... was supposed to see him was when he was supposed to come meet her family, but for some reason, he didn't show up. And since then, Dave has been MIA. So, let's see if we can find Dave, and let's see if we can hook up Dave and Meryl right now. Meryl, stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this David?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so David, please do not hang up. I can explain what's happening right now. We're calling you from a radio station. I always panic when they pick up the phone thinking they're going to hang up. we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. And if you give us 2 minutes, I can tell you why we're calling. It's a good thing. We're not soliciting anything. We can hook you up possibly with a really cool date.
Your radio station?
Yes, and we got a call from a girl who likes you a lot, this girl, and she would love to take you out on a nice date, and we are willing to pay for that date.
Wow, is this someone I know? Who is this?
Well, the girl is actually, yes.
You guys?
So the girl that called us, you do know her, and you like her already, so it's not like a setup. Her name, it's Meryl.
Oh, yeah, I don't, that's kind of funny. I don't think that's going to work. Should I take someone else?
No, it has to be Meryl. She's the one that called. Is it the family thing? Because she told us that, you know, you didn't show up to her family's house.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we talked to her. She told us a lot.
Yeah, all right. You already, okay. I had like an epiphany that her older sister used to bully me in high school, and it's just weird. So, I didn't even tell her I wasn't going to go. I kind of backed out, and I feel bad about that, but I don't think it's going to work out.
You said her older sister used to bully you?
I mean, I used to be bigger in high school, and she used to run up behind me and squeeze my nipples, and she called me a bitch tits bomb.
What?
So wait, so like, did it like traumatize you or something like that, or?
No, it wasn't like scarring or anything. It was just like, she's a f-ing bitch, and in my mind, it had been so many years or whatever that she was like basically dead to me.
You would have felt awkward telling Meryl that it was because of her sister?
Yeah, I don't know how to say it. It just seemed so, I felt like a little, I don't know, like a little kid. Well, I just felt embarrassed.
David, it's not that big of a deal. Like,
you just basically told Meryl because she was on the phone and she heard what you just said.
I should have known. I really should have known. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's what happened.
You, like, don't need to worry about it because my sister's gained, like, 50 pounds since high school and she smoked all the time. Like, you're more successful than her.
Now she's since Bobby.
Oh, my God. He's winning.
You should go and give her a twister and tussle her hair.
Oh, my God. That'll go over well. You're not dating her sister. You're not going to have to see her sister every time you guys hang out.
Here's the deal. I really like Meryl. I really think there's something there that could happen, but if it gets serious, then I have to see her sister at like Christmas and holidays and Thanksgiving. I have to get her a birthday present. I just don't want to do that. And Meryl, I got to be honest. Look, the fact that you two are related, you're kind of tainted by being sisters. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's pretty sad.
She was on your side. How are you going to say that?
I can't.
I'm not her.
Meryl, enough.
I didn't do any of this to you in high school. I don't understand. Like, I agree with you, right? Like, my sister is a bitch. She's gained weight. She's, like, totally not successful. She can't find a man. Like,
oh,
I get it.
Oh, my God. You guys should go out just because you have a mutual hatred of Meryl's sister. Mm-hmm. And you could talk about that. See where it goes from there. What do you think, David?
Look, I'm sorry. Meryl, you're a great woman, but I can't do it. And next time you see your sister, tell her that shit's Bob told her to be that. Right?
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
All right, I'm going to play you just a small clip, small snippet of tomorrow's second date, and I guarantee you're going to want to be here at 8:10 to check it out. Are you ready? Sound like this.
Dude, I told you I'm sorry. Stop calling me. I didn't mean to f*** your wife.
Again, tomorrow morning, 8:10, Second Date Update on the 10s. You're not going to want to.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.